It's massive. I mean, we touched on earlier the fact that we don't like to go on about it because people think you're trying to make them feel sorry for you. But we are a small football club in the Football League. It was great in our non-league days. We were a big fish in a small pond, but we always wanted to move on and move up. And now we're in the Football League. We have to accept we are one of the smaller clubs with smaller attendances, and it's kind of a battle to stay here. So we're always looking for support from other people, from companies, and for Store First to come along and obviously take the front of the shirt and the stadium sponsorship. It's huge for Accrington. It probably, hopefully, gives other people a bit of a boost as well, because I think people do see us as this kind of typical struggling team, and I think when people see big successful companies like Store First getting involved with Accrington, it encourages others to follow suit.
Was it a nice bonus to have both shirt and ground in the deal?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, it's nice, as I say, just to have somebody a large sponsor such as Store First, and it's also great that they're a local company as well. I think when you look at some of the Premiership teams, and not to be critical of them, but they've got people sponsoring from the other side of the world, and I think it's fantastic when you can get a local sponsor that employs local people and they want to support the local football club.
I don't expect you to tell me what the deal is worth, but I mean, is it a good deal that financially is going to be terrific for the football club?
It's one of the biggest deals in Accrington Stanley's history. It's worth six figures towards over 3 years, and as I say, I keep going on about being this small football club, but we are, and we have to accept that. And so to bring in that kind of money in sponsorship is fantastic. And hopefully with the brand awareness that we get through playing in the Football League, we can help to repay some of that.
Is it a deal that potentially could kind of secure the long term, or certainly maybe the short term future, the next kind of 2-3 years of the football club?
I think anything that we can get in helps. Obviously, we do get money in from other sources, but it tends to be trying to find little bits of money from a lot of sources. So when you get a larger amount such as this that comes from one source, it helps to secure the future of the club, and not only helps us to survive, which is obviously what we look to do at this level, but we want to push on. We don't want to carry on being the smallest club in the league. So attracting the larger sponsors, just as I say, it makes other people sit up and hopefully attracts interest from others as well.
And talk about survival. I guess survival in the Football League is the priority this season, isn't it? I mean, how big an achievement would it be if you can stay up again?
It is, and people tend to laugh sometimes, because I think if you worry too much about going down, if you focus too much on relegation, it's not a banned word as such, but it's not something that we're really considering at the moment. I think Liam's got a lot of quality in the squad. He's a young manager, but he's got a lot of experienced people around him. And I think just when you're around the club yourselves, you see that people aren't particularly down because we got beat on Saturday. We know we've got to pick ourselves up. We've got to win a few more games this new year, and we've got the squad that's capable of doing that.
Yeah, the club kind of has bounced back in its DNA, doesn't it?
It's kind of that never say die attitude, isn't it? And I think we always will have that. People write us off at the start of every season. We're always the bookies' favourites to go down, and again, that's something we want to get away from. And these kind of deals help us to get away from that, because it sends out signs much further than Lancashire and the North West. People in the morning will see that Accrington Stanley have announced a major new sponsorship deal. And in these economic times when people are struggling, it kind of sends out a signal that Accrington mean business and we intend to stop in the Football League.
In some regards, can it actually take a bit of pressure off? I mean, Liam obviously has a lot of pressure to try and keep this football club in the Football League, but knowing that there's a sponsorship deal now for 3 years, does that kind of ease a little bit of that pressure?
Pressure's a funny thing, really. I think Liam's not under any particular pressure from us as a football club. And even from the majority of the fans, I think, to be fair, are fully behind him. But obviously he puts pressure on himself. I think easing the pressure, you talk about easing the pressure, probably a win on Saturday would do a lot to ease that pressure. But no, it's not something that we're particularly feeling at the moment. And I think a few more wins in January, which we're more than capable of doing, hopefully that pressure you speak of won't be there.